up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Lakita Moore, also known as Mrs. Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel, That Chick Angel, Angel, That Chick Angel. I'm one of the hosts of this weekly podcast, and I am joined by one of the sexiest human beings I've ever come across with. I mean, so attracted to him, and I'm so glad I get to sit beside him and look at him while he talks. Tell him who you are, babe.
I am the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. What's happening, fam? Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, this is a podcast we do every single week. We talk about pretty much anything we want to. We talk about politics. We talk about family. We talk about love. We talk about marriage. We talk about current events. Pretty much anything we feel like talking about. And every week that we record this, we are joined by our immediate family. That immediate family is in Patreon, okay? It's not an actual immediate family, but we call them immediate family because we're a little bit closer with them, all right? We close to all y'all because y'all viewing this podcast, but that immediate family, we a little closer. We do a bunch of extra stuff together. They talk to us before and after the podcast, and we film when we film.
Yeah.
We do weekend stuff, all kinds. They get early access to everything. They get just a little closer access to us. But anyway, you can be a part of that media family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel and sign up for the low of $5 a month. You can get all of that.
Yeah, and we're also joined by two sponsors today. And I apologize. Hopefully, there's not a lot of buzzing in the recording of this, but the people watching live, we have a nickname. We're Technical Difficulties Tanksleys because it seems as if that's what is our plight in life. But anyways, we're also joined by our sponsors, ZocDoc and HelloFresh. We'll tell you more about our sponsors later on in the podcast. But as I mention all the time, when you check out our sponsors and you use our promo codes or our unique URL, you're letting the sponsors know that they partnered with the right podcast. And we're not asking you to spend no money that you didn't plan on spending. But if you were looking for a doctor, you could go to ZocDoc and find a doctor. If you're looking for great meals, you can go to HelloFresh.com and get your meals for probably cheaper than what you were going to pay to begin with. So we'll tell you more about them later on. How you doing, babe?
I'm good.
You good?
Mm-hmm.
You going to ask me how I'm doing?
How you doing? I thought you was about to say. You
was I like, was, and then I was
I'm
like.
I'm doing this. Yeah, how you doing?
I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I did a really hard workout this morning.
Mm.
And my body is not recovering fast at all. Oh. It is like, what was that? But I was also proud of myself that I pushed myself because last week I was light.
Mm-hmm.
I was like not wanting to hurt myself and also realizing it had been like the entire summer since I worked out. So I was like, also, for real though, ease into working out. Don't be trying to go hard in the paint.
Yeah.
And I went hard in the paint this weekend. I am feeling it. You working out?
You went hard in the paint this morning.
This morning. Yeah, I'm going to go hard in the paint all week long. But, this morning. Are you working out this morning? Today?
Yeah, I'm going to work out. I'm going to start my whole get back on mine. While we were on tour, I tried to, I worked out a couple of times when we came back in town. Working out while on tour, the schedule that we were doing, it just wasn't happening.
It was not going to be enjoyable in the least or easy to fit in. Anyway, we're going to start the podcast off with one of our favorite segments, and that is Tanksley Pride. If y'all wondering why I went into my radio voice, it's because of the buzzing. They told me the louder
like,
I am.
You been in it, though. You was like, thank you for, I said, oh, she done.
Well, no, because I already, they it said already, the all louder the loud I get. Talk, the more the buzz is. Mm. So I'm like, let me pull back on.
You just swapped out both of them.
I know. We'll do it before we do our other podcast. Tanksley Pride, that's what I was talking about, is a segment where we talk about one of our four boys, all of them or some of them. We have four kids, if you all didn't know. One is turning 14 tomorrow, meaning tomorrow, the day after we've taped this. We have 8-year-old twins and a 4-year-old. So I'll kick it off.
Go ahead.
So my Tanksley Pride story is that it's about my kids and my husband. So I do like to spoil my kids. There's no doubt about it, even though I'm very strict. I do like to spoil my kids. One, because we have really good kids. And you can't really do a good or bad when you're really talking about your kids. But what I mean by that, though, is we don't ever really have to worry about a teacher coming to us talking about our kids have had really inappropriate behavior or behavior that is disruptive. Our kids aren't mischievous to the point of it not being age appropriate. They do things that, like, you know, they shouldn't do, but it's just like, it's understandable because of their age. They're very respectful to us as parents. They're respectful to other adults. And for the most part, they're respectful to each other. So my twins had to come with me to a fitting as I try to get my outfits together for Atlanta Pride. And this is a place of business. This is not a place that is suitable for kids for real. And they sat in that lobby and they behaved themselves in typical fashion. The adults there were like, oh my goodness, your children are amazing. And I was like, I know. I was like, they are. So as we're leaving downtown LA, in downtown LA, you can buy a bunch of things for pennies. Okay. That's why people shop down there. It's in the fashion district. One of the things you can buy down there is animals. And I'm not talking about going into a pet store.
Downtown LA is like walking inside an Amazon internet.
Yes. Yes. That's the best way. Stuff. That's the best way to describe it.
It's literally, you can probably buy slaves down there if you look hard enough.
Probably can, which is sad. So literally right beside where I parked at a meter. There was a woman who literally had her umbrella strapped to the meter that I used, and she was standing under the umbrella to shade herself from the sun and to shade the animals that she was selling. She had bunnies. She probably had about 5 bunnies. She had a bunch of birds. She had some big lizards. She had turtles, and I think she might have had some fish. She had a lot of animals, and after we did the styling, I was like, okay, we're going to get some street tacos because I love getting tacos from the taco trucks downtown. And I was like, Kai, do you want a quesadilla? He said, I want a turtle. And I was like, what, boy? He's like, I want a turtle. I said, you're going to have to ask your daddy about that because I can't give you permission to get a turtle. So we go get the quesadilla. We come back to look at the turtles. And he's like, Mommy, I really want a turtle. I said, okay, I'm going to call your daddy. We're going to see what he says. So I call my husband and I said, baby, we're downtown. There's a woman selling turtles for $10. The twins want turtles, right? He's like, what? I said, they want turtles. And I said, I had to call you. And you were like, "Yeah, what were your words?
I don't remember.
It was something like, I don't care. You were like, I do not care. So I was like, well.
No, that ain't all I said.
What did you say? You didn't say no. You know you didn't say no, so please don't
I was asking questions like, why the hell they want turtles?
And I said, because they your sons. That's what I said.
I said, what's that got to do with anything?
What was your answer to my question? Because you did answer it.
I don't remember, to be honest with you.
You gave me you either said, I don't know, or I don't care. I think it was more so, I don't know. So I looked at Si and I said, I looked at Kai. I said, well, he didn't say no. So right before we pulled off, we bought 2 turtles. That's my Tanksley Pride story. But let me just not preface, but suffice this by saying he was given the power to put the kibosh on the turtles. He didn't. So I got the turtles. That's what I want to say is my Tanksley Pride story.
Here's my Tanksley Pride story. More so this heifer right here. Oh. Look, if I said no, hell no, I would have had to stay on the phone for another 20 minutes trying to convince her that my no is a no. It'd be worse than telling them no.
No, that is a lie.
Let me finish. I didn't say nothing the whole time you was talking.
Okay, but I didn't lie on you, and you're lying on me.
Okay. Anyway, my Tank's Pride story is, yes, I'm pissed off that we got these turtles. Same way I'm pissed that we got that damn dog. Same way I'm pissed that this boy behind the camera wants a goddamn lizard. Because all of this crap ends up being my responsibility. Same way I was pissed when we got that goddamn spa that's sitting out back. I take care of all of it. It all falls on my shoulders. Everything. and it annoys me. These turtles, they ain't done no research. They don't know nothing about.
You didn't even give me a chance to do research, though, to be quite honest, on the turtles.
They needed to live.
No, but baby, by the time I got them home, you, as soon as you saw the turtles, you got all the information. You were like, I'm going to go to PetSmart, get a thing. I was like, oh, I didn't even get a chance to like.
So you can take over.
Take over.
The turtle, the whole terrarium and everything.
You give me some of the information that you have?
You do the information better than me.
All right. Will do. Here's the thing.
Let me finish.
Please finish. This is good. Please finish.
You got an animal that amphibian or amphibious animal. It's a reptile, but they live. Anytime there's water involved, there's a goddamn. It's not just like having a goddamn mammal where you just got to throw some food and water. No, you got certain temperatures you got to keep things at. You got bacteria you got to worry about. You got a certain amount of bacteria that you're supposed to have. It's so much that happens with that. And anytime I see stuff like this coming down the pipeline, that's why I'm like, why, yes, they got to hear me fussing. And as long as these things is alive, just like that dog, y'all going to hear me fuss. Because if I didn't have to worry about it, I wouldn't care. But I'm going to have to worry about it. Go ahead.
Have you ever been on the hunt for a new doctor? And you literally ask everyone you know for a recommendation. Like, you're like, hey, girl, I'm looking for a primary care physician. Do you know of anybody? Or I need a new pediatrician for my kids because we just moved. Do y'all have any recommendations? Have y'all ever done that? Like, you're trying to find people that you can trust to give you a recommendation. You know, a doctor who actually gets you, listens to you, makes you feel super comfortable. And then, like, you do all this researching and searching, and you find this doctor, right? And you're like, this is who I needed. Yes. Like, they're not far from where I live, and they have the type of practice that I'm looking for. You're just like, oh, this is what I need. So you call the office. They have an appointment available. And then you're like, okay, great. I want to go ahead. And then you're like, oh, yeah, do you all take this insurance? And the receptionist is like, no, we don't. We don't. So we would be out of network for you. That makes me so angry. Well, wipe your tears, put away the ice cream, and head over to ZocDoc to find and book the doctor who gets who's right for you and takes your insurance, because that's important. Listen, we already paying for this insurance. So when we get a chance to use it, you don't want to miss out on that. You want to be able to pay just the copay and know that you're getting your insurance is paying for as much of the visit as possible, because we all have bills. We all have things that we have to take care of. And we want to make sure we're not just wasting money. And not only that, you want to make sure you're going to a doctor that can do the stuff that you need them to do and is somebody that you can vibe with. Because when it comes to healthcare, this is a collaborative effort, and I need to make sure I'm with somebody who understands me and that I can respect and trust with my health. So that is why I recommend ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated patient review doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat almost every condition you're searching for. The docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients, not bots. The average wait to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 48 hours. That's it. That's crazy. That's amazing. You can even get same day appointments. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately in just a few app taps. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. So this is what I want y'all to know. And this is what I want y'all to do. Don't play with me. Okay. Go to ZocDoc.com/argue and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/argue. ZocDoc.com/argue.
You in this 1-900.
You like it?
Talk sex voice.
No, I know how to take the abrasiveness off of my voice. Let's talk about
sex, baby.
I'm not saying that the animals aren't a burden, and I'm not saying that there doesn't come responsibility for them. But are we going to not acknowledge that I hold a lot of responsibilities.
Absolutely.
Okay. And you do not, how often do you hear me complaining about holding all
the responsibilities that you hold?
Please.
Are a necessity. This is just shit that people want that don't matter for nothing.
No, some of them are and some of them aren't. They become a necessity.
People we need the things that you be taking care of is a must. Family don't survive without that.
Listen.
The stuff that y'all be putting on me is just like, why?
Listen,
the amount
no.
of time I put into this spa that don't get used.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Hold on. I'm just saying.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying the amount of time I put into it. Y'all love some god dang Lottie. Let me tell you what. That dog would not be around if it wasn't for the person that don't want her around. That is me.
Yeah, I believe it. And I would say this. You take away some of these necessity obligations of mine.
We going to get rid of Lottie?
No, and I will be more able to give Lottie. Because you know, I used to do really good with Callie prior to us having
prior
more
to
and
her
more
being
kids.
8 months.
No. I did great with Callie for a very, very long
okay,
time.
Okay, yeah. Once Marcus came along, he was like, hey,
I even did good with Callie for a while with Marcus. It was after she had pissed on all of our rugs multiple times. And I was taking this girl on walks 3 times a day, and she just refused. And I was like, oh, baby girl, you have to be an outside dog, regardless. Question, Dent. Your soon to be 14-year-old asked you for a lizard.
Why can't y'all be into like dirt bikes and?
Are you not in?
And electric. I'm into.
Wait a minute! Out of all the people in the house,
I got remote control. All these cars. Why can't they just want something like that?
Out of all the people in the house, who is into animals the most?
The kids.
Marcus, tell the truth. Who is into animals?
I ain't into pets.
I said animals. Who's into animals the most?
I am. I ain't got a bunch. Well, shit. Apparently, I do got a bunch.
The difference. This is the difference between how they are and how you are. You got to be raised around animals.
That I had to take care of.
No. You got to be raised around animals that weren't even yours.
Who? What?
Your granny's cats.
Nobody taking care of them cats. They was out there with farm cats.
That's what I just said. Are you not listening?
You couldn't touch those cats.
You're still not listening to me.
Just because I was around animals.
So that was able to feel a desire. They don't get to be around animals like you did growing
they
up.
They have never in their life lived without at least one dog in the house.
You got to be around.
I never had a dog in the house.
Marcus.
That's the same.
No.
I had to fight tooth and nail to get a goddamn dog.
I'm saying if they were around a bunch of outside animals, they would not have a
Marcus
desire.
Marcus was around outside animals for 2 years. He went to that goddamn middle school. He had all the animals right there in the classroom with him, on the school bus with him, fighting in the hallways.
But I am saying because you were raised around people who had actual livestock, you got to be around animals in just regular life. They don't get that in regular life. So they're like, I would love to have some inside of the house. But regardless, the point being, your 14-year-old wants. How does that make sense?
Because it don't. Go ahead.
No, for real.
They have something. I never had a dog in the house. Ever.
I agree with that. What is it? That doesn't refute my point.
Your research, figure out what this goddamn dragon needs, what it eats, what it wants, how it should live. All right?
So? Don't get mad at me.
See how she turned the meat around to be the bad? It's up to you. It's up to you, daddy. Ask your daddy. So I ask me whenever I want another car, want another gun, want another all of that. I'm going to ask daddy.
The reason you see why I ask you
thousand.
But you see why I ask have them ask you.
Why?
Because I know that the knowledge and the responsibility and teaching them the responsibility of how to take care of them is mostly going to fall on your plate. I'm not going to say yes when I know who's ultimately
pointing them damn fingers away from me.
Who's ultimately at least I do you that respect of saying that, of asking. Correct? Mm-hmm. You don't see that as respect? Because if you would, I literally, no, for real though, on them turtles, I thought you were going to say no. And that was going to be the end of it. We were going to drive away. When you didn't, and they could hear you, when you didn't say no, I was like, welp, okay, guess.
You could have been like, well, we'll talk to your daddy when we get home. See if we can
they knew I wasn't coming back down downtown.
You were, yeah, PetSmart got, the fact that y'all went all the way to the hood to get turtles. Turtles is at Walmart. They at PetSmart. I'm sure we got a source of water somewhere near us that got goddamn turtles. Y'all went to a place that got turtles. If they didn't sell them that day, they was going to cook them.
No, they weren't going to cook them little turtles.
Shit. I bet that woman was going to chop them damn turtles up.
They too little to make anything. This is what's funny real quick, and then we'll move to the next segment.
He wants a bearded dragon for those. They saying not a dragon.
So, first of all, one, I was talking to Nina, and I was showing her the turtles. And she was like, oh, my God, they're so little. I was like, yeah. She said, you know, Grace, that's my goddaughter, her daughter. She said, Grace has a turtle at my Uncle Jimmy's house. It lives in the garden. And she said, Grace painted the turtle shell. And she said, and she made Uncle Jimmy promise that he wasn't going to cook the turtle. And what's hilarious is
in Kentucky, catch.
The only time turtles. I've ever had turtle is with Nina's family. So I laugh because I know that's an actual, like, she had to really make sure, hey,
yeah,
do not cook my turtle and eat it. I painted the shell so you would know this one is mine.
When I told Mama about these turtles, first she said, it sounded like Angel wanted them turtles more than the kids.
No, I honestly, literally, I thought the kids would get their feel from just looking at the animals. And when Victory was there. I wish she was here already. Victory was there when Kai was just like, I really want the turtle.
But Mama said, well, have y'all, all they had news come out in New Zion, you know they got turtles out there all the time. They got them enormous. I got an uncle that literally traps turtles to cook them and eat them. But these things is like snapping turtles. Like, the shell is, like, bigger than this table. And they are extremely aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, extremely. They will lunge. Them things can jump. They will take off a finger or whatever they snap onto is coming off. It ain't just going to be no bite.
Yeah.
Because them things are powerful.
Yeah, turtles are powerful.
I've even, when I was a kid, I remember one of my uncles literally standing on one. And it kept walking. Like, as a grown man. Anyway, yeah, that was Mama's first thought. They could have come out and see all kinds of turtles.
They could have. They would have loved it too. You get what I'm saying? I feel like if they actually had that a part of their life, they wouldn't have a desire to have a turtle in their house because they could be like, oh, I can just go out to New Zion and see the turtles. Do you get my point now? Mm-hmm. You just made my point, actually.
Yeah, I made your point.
You did.
I did it.
All right, let's get to the next segment. And it is Hot Tanksley Take.
Hot Tanksley Take.
What are you laughing at?
You brought this on yourself.
Hot Tanksley Take is a segment where I give my husband a topic that he doesn't know about ahead of time, and he's going to do his spiritual gift, the gift that the Lord himself gave this man, and that is do a rant and complain about that
topic. I'll be positive, too, sometimes.
Rarely, but we're going to tap into the thing that he's really good at, which is being negative. So we just listened to you be mad about two turtles.
You're damn right.
Okay, so we're going to do something else. And that is your topic. Are you ready, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Are you tapped into your source?
Yeah, I'm already mad.
Listen, I warmed you up. You welcome.
Man, out of here.
Your topic today is back to school.
Back to school. This is what's annoying about back to school, especially specifically now that I gotten used to this whole uniform thing. Back to school shopping for your kids. One, the oldest, we got to go get him some goddamn clothes now. He ain't into fashion. We got to be into fashion. Mm-hmm. We got to make sure that he ain't walking out dressed like Bozo the Clown, because he won't care. Will you? You don't be caring how you look. Marcus will walk out that house. His jeans will be at the middle of his shin. He will not care. So now we got to be fashion police. We got to be stylist. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this'll look good. That'll look good. And all that's put on us. The other thing about back to school is they got all of these requirements. All right. Anytime, every single grade these kids go to, you got to get all of this stuff. Not just the paper and pencil that we grew up with. Mm-hmm. They got to get specific calculators. They got to get all of this different type of stuff. I even hate the smell. You know the smell from back to school materials? Mm-hmm. Everything smells like, even the high schools, that smells like wax, cardboard, and crayon. I can't even stand the smell. And it ain't cheap. You end up getting all of this stuff. 30% of it, they do not use that entire school year. I guarantee when you go back to school shopping, by December, there's going to still be a bag full of crap that you bought that they said that you needed. Because what ends up happening? Oh, everybody bring their supplies to school, and they'll use it, and it'll be a communal thing. Them teachers don't be giving them kids all of that crap that they think they need. What they doing with it? Are they hawking it?
I don't know.
You can't. It's paper. It gets on, and then you got all these orientations. You got the orientations you got to deal with. I don't care if you had 98 kids that went through that school of yours. You're going to have to go to that same goddamn orientation and listen to that same speech. Listen to that same stuff. The traffic. Why, when school is in, we ain't got that many teachers in Los Angeles. Why is traffic so bad? All these kids ain't driving. Why is traffic so bad when school is in? Commute to work, commute from work, mm-hmm. throughout the day. It's lunchtime. Kids are still at school. Ain't nobody leaving school to go get no goddamn food. Why is traffic so bad? These little heifers is in school right now. Traffic is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Can anybody explain this? It makes no sense. It's been like that since I was a kid. I don't understand it. Then you got the pickup. Look, this is one thing I've always hated, and even when I was a kid, I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Why we go back to school at the hottest point of the goddamn year?
Mm-hmm.
Look, my schools... I ain't never been to no private school until I was touring for them.
Uh-huh.
They ain't always had, every classroom ain't got AC.
Mm-hmm. You talking about when you went to school?
When I went to school.
Uh-huh.
Elementary, middle, and high. Some of these ACs be busted.
Yeah.
They got them raggedy-ass thermostats on the wall that don't work. Thermostat just over it hissing and ain't nothing happening. Why we got to go back when it's so goddamn hot? Literally delay it a week and a half. And it cools off. Mm-hmm. But that first week or two,
it's hot.
Now I'm in my new school clothes. The new school clothes for that first week, all shorts. I can only wear them at the beginning and end of the goddamn school year. Because the rest of the time is cold.
In Kentucky, yeah.
In Kentucky, at least.
Bless your heart.
I'm trying to take it away from when I was in school. And now that I'm a parent, I really don't like it. Back to school.
I didn't like it when I was a kid.
The only thing I like about back to school... is them being in school all day.
I didn't like back to school when I was a kid. I actually love back to school shopping.
I liked back to school. I didn't like it until high school.
Junior
and senior year.
Before then, I hated back to school. I love back to school shopping for my kids. I'm actually mad that I don't really get to do it for the twins. I think they give them everything.
Oh, that is great.
I mean, we just had to do the clothes. But, like, I can't even find a shopping list for little Marcus. I'm like, y'all gonna take that joy away from me?
Oh, you can have that joy.
Yeah, I'm the one who does it. I've always done the supplies. Yeah, turtles.
What did you say? You enjoy it? Just said you enjoy it.
Yes, you enjoy animals.
I don't enjoy taking care of no goddamn. If I did, I have 3-4 dogs right now.
You do. I actually won't. You enjoy it. What you also enjoy is home-cooked meals, and I'm glad I'm able to give those to you all the time using HelloFresh, because you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients, seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep, so you can skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. The Tanksleys have been doing HelloFresh for a while. There's actually a meal that I'm excited to cook tonight. It's this tilapia lettuce wraps. Because I'm like, that's right up our alley, especially because me and Marcus are eating healthier. So I'm like, we get that fresh fish. We're going to have the veggies with it. There'll be some beans and corn. So we're getting even more protein. And then for the kids, I will more than likely be fixing this flatbread. It's a mushroom and mozzarella flatbread. They actually really, really love the flatbreads. And it's crazy. This is cooking flatbreads for dinner is not something I would ever think to cook on my own if it wasn't for HelloFresh. I am very much so not a creative when it comes to the kitchen. So I personally need the additional help with creating stuff that is diverse for my kids' palate, stuff that they would enjoy, and things that don't require me to do 50 million steps, because by the end of it, I ain't gonna want to cook. I ain't gonna want to eat. So I love HelloFresh for all those things. So the key to dinner time success, variety. This is what I was talking about. HelloFresh keeps your taste buds on their toes with 40 chef-crafted recipes to select from each week or every week, from family-friendly and fit and wholesome. Sorry, I'm just all over the place. You'll always find new and exciting recipes to try and love. And does it seem like your family is hungry all the time? I know it does with me being a house full of boys and a man. Well, add snacks and sides and more to your weekly HelloFresh order. Just simply shop HelloFresh Market and take your pick from a curated selection of over 100 add-ons and items. I actually trust HelloFresh so much that I let them choose what we eat. We are inside of the pescatarian meal plan, so I know I won't get anything that our family doesn't eat because we don't eat beef or pork. Right. And so everything they send is something that we actually will eat, and the variety is so good that we love every single meal. So go to HelloFresh.com/50argue and use code 50argue for 50% off plus free shipping. And I want y'all to know 50 is not spelled out, is the actual numerical 50. So I'm going to tell you one more time now that you can picture it in your head. Go to HelloFresh.com/50argue.
50argue.
And use code 50argue.
50argue.
For 50% off plus free shipping. It's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Okay.
50-0.
No, that's exactly. I was like, girl, don't you do it. We're actually going to do one more segment before we jump into our main topic. Again, we have a segment that's called TikTok O'Clock.
Angel, girl, what time is it?
TikTok O'Clock. TikTok O'Clock is where we typically pull something from TikTok that someone has said, professed, some sort of statement, and we give our judgment on it. Mm-hmm. And there's one. Now, I don't always pull from TikTok because TikTok is not my favorite platform, but I am going to pull from something that I saw on Instagram because that is my platform of choice. Y'all know I love the Real Housewives franchise. Actually, my YouTube channel used to be Real Housewives TV because that used to be what I did, was review housewife shows, especially when after I had little Marcus and my husband was like, I don't feel comfortable with him being online. I was like, well, I got to change up my content. So anyways, let me tell y'all what Essence wrote about the Real Housewives of Atlanta. A bunch of people covered this a week ago. Says, thanks to a recent episode of Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show, the internet has been buzzing about if it's appropriate to split the bill during group dinners. It was rumored among cast members that during Sheree Whitfield's birthday dinner in January, her boo, Martell Holt, so that's a dude, asked the ladies to chip in on the bill by sending him money via Cash App. While some cast members felt that a $1,500 dinner bill isn't a lot to cover, Sheree felt it wasn't appropriate of her friends to expect their meal to be paid for at her birthday dinner, especially when they aren't married. So, what are your thoughts on who should pay the bill during group dinners? So, if you were throwing... No. First, just answer that. Sorry.
Answer what?
Who do you think should pay the bill during?
I think it's subjective. Who should
objective.
Pay? Objective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, objective.
You might have been right. I don't know why I corrected you.
Yeah. Anyway, it don't matter. One of us is right. I think it depends on the occasion. I think it depends. All of that. It always depends on. It depends on the occasion. If I am out and I call a few people and tell them where I'm at, you know, oh, I'm here, you know, having lunch or whatever. I feel like that's up to me or even us as a group. Like, if I decide to cover it, that's just a nice gesture. I invited you out. It don't mean any time I invite you out, I'm expecting, you know, I'm not expecting people to expect that I'm going to pick up the tab.
Yeah.
But a situation like that, I agree with her. It's like, it's her birthday dinner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, first, and also, I know that it's all relative to, you know, how deep your pockets is. $1,500, that's a lot of goddamn money.
It's a lot of money. It's not that if there's a lot of people.
Right. Yeah, if it's eight, 10 people, like, $1,500, like, that's expected.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I don't understand why they would, that's just showing how they operate. It's like, oh, I can't believe you didn't cover the bill. I mean, if it ain't that much money, then why don't you just pay for it?
So my question is, then I'll give my 2 cents. If you were like texting Angel 6-7 friends, I'm throwing Angel a birthday dinner, we would love for you to come. What do you feel like? Do you feel like it would be odd for the women who came to think you were covering it? Or do you think this is something that is their obligation to ask?
If I'm in that situation, if I invite people out for your birthday dinner, there's a good chance I'm going to cover it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know good and goddamn well it ain't going to be $1,500 deal. Just understand, if I do that, if I invite people out, I already have a ballpark of what I'm going to spend.
Yeah.
I ain't going to go, like, there's some restaurants we go to. If it's more than, you know, 3, 4, or 5 people, we splitting this bill. Like, simple as that, just from the amount of money spent. There was times when, like, Angel and Kevin were on tour and Melissa and us, we would all go out and grab food. And there's been times where, you know, everybody would take turns, you know, picking up the tab. And there's been times we saw the tab. It's like, no, we're going to just split this down, divide all of this. You know, regardless of who ate what, we was all sitting there to have a good time. If we was there with somebody that didn't eat anything or they don't drink, of course, you know, we'll take care of majority of that. But depending on the size of the bill and, you know, what it is, yeah, we're going to split it.
I'm asking the people in Patreon how many people were at Sheree's dinner. I keep seeing people say for 4 people. I don't know if it was 4 people or if it was more than that. So to answer the question.
Yeah, 4 people. That's a lot of goddamn 4 people.
If I am the host, okay, it was 14 people, not 4. Oh, so 1,500.
That's actually.
Especially if it is a 4-star or above restaurant.
That's very reasonable. Very reasonable tab for 14 people. That's actually cheap for 14.
Thank you,
people.
Dr. Cheek. She looked it up. It was 14 people. Anywho, anyway.
Go ahead. No, so for 14 people, if it's an event like that, it's different because we married. But I would expect close to that type of bill. I'm like, this is one of your gifts.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm, you know, taking y'all, I know this is what y'all like to do. I'm either sending y'all out or I'm inviting these people out and I'm on cover. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if I was a boyfriend, yeah, I don't know if I would be doing that.
If I am the host of the birthday dinner, I personally, before the dinner, will try to make sure people know what the expectations are.
Yeah.
In the invite, because some people, all of my friends have different budgets. So especially if we're going to go to one of these like Nobu, that's where you can thing. Easily yeah. spend $200 by yourself.
Right.
To be like, we're having a birthday get together. I'm going to kind of change the wording of it. Mm-hmm. And, or if I'm like, yeah, we're having a birthday get together. Come if you like. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it a little bit looser so they can understand there's not this formality of right. this is a dinner. Because if I'm invited to someone's house for a dinner, I'm not expecting to have to chip in for no chef. I'm not expecting to have to chip in for no toiletries or nothing like that. I might bring a bottle of wine as a thank you, but I'm not expecting to pay a portion of it. So when it comes to a dinner, if I am expecting you to pay, I'm going to let you know up front for any birthday activity. Yeah.
So there's been times where we, like, strategically, like one time, actually one of your gatherings, where we invited, it was a whole bunch of people to a restaurant, and we just let them know we're going to order appetizers for all the tables. But them appetizers were already ordered, so people already understood if you get anything extra, that's on you.
Yeah. Yeah. I,
so for 15 people, 14 people, that I think that's a good grand gesture of, oh, yeah, you know, bought a bunch of whatever they got for appetizers.
Mm-hmm.
And
also, like, there's certain things. I know one year my girlfriend had a party in at a restaurant. They had a preset menu, and so they were able to tell us before we showed up.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be this much per person. So you kind of knew. So there were those of us that were like, I'm not eating.
I remember that.
I'm not eating. I'm good. Y'all keep at.
Yeah, because we were still there when they was closing up. It's like, we didn't eat anything.
Yeah.
We're not covering none of this.
I'm not eating. Thank you very much. I've had many birthday activities. Y'all know I love to celebrate my birthday. There was one year where I did not have the money to, like, pay for everybody. So I had sent the invite. And then I had to, once I added everything up, I had to quickly send an adjustment to it so that people would know, hey, I'm going to need, like, this class is going to cost $30 per person if you want to come. Mm-hmm. That way people were able to decide then if they could still come or not. But typically,
That's a difference. Like, an experience versus restaurant, I think, are different.
Well, what I'm saying is that typically, if it's my birthday,
mm-hmm.
I, as the host, typically am trying to do things where I can cover the cost.
Yeah.
So if I can't cover the cost, I personally am going to try to let you know up front because I don't want anybody embarrassed and I don't want to be pissed off at anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's
the thing. The situation with the housewife thing, I think it's different once you're there and then you telling everybody to cash app you after the fact.
Yeah, no, that's...
That's like lack of communication. It's right. Just like, you should have, like, softly worded it like, hey, this is what we're doing,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. Even, like, set, like, a... I don't know if he probably wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
But you have 14 people show up somewhere. That's anywhere. That's going to be expensive. You can go to Outback Steakhouse. That's going to be a good tab.
Listen.
Bloomin' onions only going to go so far.
but like someone said, I think Sherry in our Patreon, if I am going, I don't remember. Actually, I don't know who said it. But if I'm going to a birthday party, Nikki Marie, if I'm going to a birthday party, I'm going to get clarification on what's going on before I order.
Yeah.
One, because if the host is paying, I am going to be more modest in what I order and spend.
Right.
If I'm paying, I'm getting a lobster, I'm getting champagne, mm-hmm. because this is my money, I'm going to spend it how I want to. But right. I'm not about to spend somebody's money like crazy.
That's the same. When I treat people, I try not, like, if I know I'm going to pay and I'm like, they ain't expecting me to pay and I want to treat people, I don't say that I'm going to pick it up because I want them to enjoy themselves,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, versus, you know what I'm paying, then everybody gets modest. But that's how I operate too. Like, I'm like, if I'm paying, I'm going to get everything that I'm going to get, the lobster, I'm going to get the calamari, run me a bunch of drinks, I'm going to run this tab up and I'm going to cover my portion. But if I know somebody else is paying, it's like, I'm going to keep it real. You need something to drink? Nah, I'm good. Or a lot of times I'll just go to the bar and order my own drink.
Mm-hmm.
That was one thing I had to get used to with Kevin in. Because I'm like, I'm not going to keep going out to eat and then, holding back how much I want to order. Because Kev won't let you pay.
Kev will usually pick up the tab.
He gets offended if you pick. Like, he's literally, like, no, all jokes aside, y'all see Kev, real nice guy. Me and Angel will sneak and pick the tab up, and he literally gets mad. Like, he does not like it. He gets offended by it. He don't like it. I don't know why. I tried to ask him what it was, but he don't like when you pick up the tab. So I got to the point, if all else fails, I'm gonna throw in on the tab or something. Let me cover because I'm not gonna keep going out to eat and then leaving hungry.
Melissa will let us cover the tab or take a portion. Yeah, Melissa will be like, "Listen, I don't mind you wanting to pay your way."
Because I'm like, I'm gonna sit here, I'm gonna enjoy myself. I ain't gonna be holding back his big ass appetite I got.
So what I typically do, usually what I can get away with, because Kevin understands, like, okay, like, because he's always like, this is a write-off. I'm like, it's a write-off for us too. So what I typically do is for the least expensive of the restaurants, or the ones like, they're restaurants where we go to where you know it's like a top-tier restaurant, right? And Kevin will usually grab the ridiculous tab. When it's like I don't want to say like a TGI Friday, even though I love a good TGI Friday, but like maybe just one little step above that or below, I'll try to make sure we cover it. The not that I'm counting his and Melissa's pockets or trying to compare our pockets. We all know they doing well.
Right.
This is how they're able to pay us. It's because they are doing well. So I think he gets less offended when we do that. When it's like, okay, now come on, because, y'all. This ain't going to be that big of a write-off for y'all.
I don't want, like, even with that situation with the housewife stuff or Kev or anybody else, I don't want them to think that I'm expecting
somebody
to be. And that's why I, like, have to explain, like, I don't want y'all to think that I'm expecting you to pick this up.
Yeah.
Like, if you be like, give me the bill, like, Marcus, check out what you got, bet. Or would you throw in on this? Absolutely. We're going to cut it down the middle. We're going to do 60-40. How y'all want to handle it? I just don't want anybody to get that expectation either. And that's like, because Wendell was like that too. He wouldn't let us pay for
that. Would pay. But there was an even bigger pay discrepancy between. Difference.
Yeah.
It was, back we then, were in two different stratosphere.
Down from a skyscraper building, and we were climbing up out of the gutter.
Out of the sewers.
Because I'd be like, here, Wendell, let me cover. Boy, please. That's what he was saying. Right.
But luckily, those were really our TGI Friday days. That's when the Yard House was us being fancy, like, hush your mouth.
Yard House, you couldn't tell us nothing.
I might go there today. I still love a good Yard House. Anyways, oh, no, we'll go there for a little Marcus's birthday dinner. All right. Anyway, we got a couple minutes. Oh, you about to?
No, go ahead.
We got a couple minutes to cover our topic of the day, and we'll probably make this a part two because I feel like it'll open up a good dialogue between you and I, and I'll start it so you have a chance to marinate on it and come with your answer. The question is there a goal, like a quiet goal that you have that makes you afraid? Or because of the like vastness of it, it makes you, it gives you kind of like imposter syndrome or makes you doubt yourself. Do you want to think on it while I answer?
Yeah, think on it and you go.
So while imposter syndrome is not like something that I feel like I operate in all the time, I do operate in it, but not all of the time. I do know that as a person that's inside of a new industry, inside of the music industry, I have a lot of imposter syndrome that I'm fighting against. And a lot of that is because of the ignorance that I have. And what I mean by that is I know I lack a lot of information when it comes to the industry. So it feels so vast. And the vastness of it makes me go, oh, no, I am a person. This is what my therapist told me this past week. She says, you desire to be well informed and you desire to be very prepared because you are motivated by excellence. While those are great things, I love that's a part of me. Mm-hmm. It also feeds into this like afraidness, because if I can't hit those marks, if I can't hit the mark of being well prepared, if I can't hit the mark of being informed, and I can't hit the mark of being excellent, it makes me apprehensive of goals that I might have that I'm just like, I don't really want to say what they are, because if I can't do these things, it makes me go, oh, Yeah. I don't know. Do you relate to that in any?
I can definitely relate to that. You know, I don't like putting anything out that I'm working on until mm-hmm. it's like, until I'm like, you know, I keep the veil up until the building's finished, and then I want to be able to drop the veil and be like, this is what I've been working on.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times for those same reasons, it's like I got some of my ambitions are, in my opinion, like really big
mm-hmm.
and not being able to deliver on, not even for anybody else, but deliver on what I think. And if failure comes, it's just like, well, at least I can deal with this failure myself and it ain't everybody else looking at me. Maybe. I don't know.
So you don't, because what's crazy is on certain things that like aren't like your desire, you could care less if you do good or bad at
right.
it. You'd be like Marcus, when it comes to like acting, Marcus is like, oh, did I get it right or did I not get it right? He don't really care. But when it comes to your own personal goals, you don't like the thought of failing in front of people.
I don't even know if it's that. I think it's more so for myself. I don't know if it's like not wanting to fail in front of other people or other people know that. I can't even include other people in that. Just for myself, knowing that I failed, I want to deal with that myself and not in front of everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Does it? Do you like, feel like
I don't want the questions? I don't want like
it messes up your processing.
I think so.
Uh-huh.
I can't really pinpoint it.
So how? Because I am. While I am a control freak, I do feel like I'm a collaborative person and I do well with people holding me accountable. And I do well with like kind of like a mentorship type of thing where there's somebody that's like able to help guide me while also keeping me accountable. Is that not something that you would want or is helpful to you?
With the things, it depends. Some things is like no, because it's like there's a lot of stuff out of my control, and other stuff maybe. It's like even like doing content and stuff. I do like when you be checking in and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the way I like someone checking in to like an and I don't know. Angel be checking in. Her check in, she's an asshole when she checks in. Yeah. And I'm like, that's why I'm like, don't worry about it.
It's because I can't remove, it's unfortunate, I have stake in your content.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be like,
empathy.
Mm-hmm. I'd be like, listen, excuse me, hello, where are you? Hello, can we? Where I think it was somebody like my mentees. They have a very different experience yeah. because I'm invested in them, but the stakes aren't high. If they fail, while I'll feel bad that they fail, I don't really have to deal with the repercussions of that. I can just be there to help, like, pick them up. Mm-hmm. Where with you, I'm like, come on, pimp. Okay. I want us to continue this dialogue. However, we actually are going to have to end the podcast here soon because we are going to be guests on another podcast. We're actually going to be shooting it here in our already set up, but we want to make sure everything is set up before our guests get here. So I'll let you all know what the podcast is called and when it'll be going up. Mm-hmm. But I want to give y'all a couple of bits of information. Marcus, if you have any, you can add on to there. One, I'll be in Atlanta this week. I'll be performing September the 3rd in Piedmont Park for the Atlanta Pride Festival. I'll be going on stage at 7:10 p.m. So do not miss out. I didn't cast my dancers. We didn't have rehearsal. I'm getting nervous and excited all at the same time. I'll also be doing a club appearance the night before at the Bank. The name of the club in Atlanta, and I might do a little Juan Margarita. Also, Adele knows who I am because she definitely did my song on stage at her concert. Just a little bit, just a little taste, and her audience erupted, so that lets me know. They also know my song, mm-hmm. period. We will be getting out the tour shirts here soon.
Yes.
We're placing the order. Thank you all so much who placed orders. We greatly appreciate it. What else? What do you have?
Nothing outside of the usual. On Instagram, y'all can find me at Marcus Ann on the gram. Mm-hmm. Facebook, Marcus Ann on the book. TikTok, Tank Don't Talk. I have a beard and body butter called Man Shit. And you can go to manshyt.com and you can check that out. I got scented and unscented. Go ahead and finish what you was going to say.
And the vlogs are back.
The vlogs are back, y'all.
So get into it because y'all about to get a whole bunch of content. A whole bunch of
content. And y'all probably going to get more consistent content. We usually do better toward the holidays.
We also do better once our kids are on a schedule.
Yes. That's the one thing, is not them not being on a schedule. I ain't got nothing I'm revealing right now.
All right. That's it?
Yeah, that's it. That's all.
We'll add back our audience question as well as comment of the week next week. But until next week, I guess y'all be safe. Y'all be good. I'll be live streaming my performance, hopefully. So you all, if y'all can't make it, y'all will get to see it. So, yeah.
I'm thinking about getting some tattoos once the summer's over with.
Nice. I'm excited about that. I can't wait to see
it. I like to do it when I can keep covered up so it ain't hot outside. So give it time to heal. Keep it out the sun.
Keep it out the sun. All right. God bless y'all. Wish my baby a happy birthday in the comments. Yeah,
he will be
a whole 14.
The day we're recording, he will be 14 tomorrow.
The day you watch this, if you watch this on Wednesday, yeah. You get it. He will have just turned 14. All right. We'll talk to y'all later.
Y'all have a good one, fam.